Okay, so today's reading, okay, is from Jonah, as we've kind of been building up to this point, okay? So you need to know a little bit about the background for this, for our reading, okay? So God spoke to Jonah and said, I want you to go to Nineveh to speak to the people over here, because I've got a really good message for them, really important message. So what does Jonah do? He goes, no, I'm going over here. So he goes to Joppa on the coast, gets on a boat to Tarshish, which is like, way over there. Okay, so he's in the boat going along the sea, and God goes, hang on a minute, I told you to go over here, and you're going over here. What are you doing? Okay, so God brings a storm. Okay, big storm, big waves, and all the other guys in the boat think they're going to drown, and Jonah kind of realizes, oh, yeah, no, I'm supposed to be going that way, but I'm trying to go that way, and God wants me to go that way. So he owns up and says, the reason for the storm, I'm sorry about that. So, and they end up throwing him overboard. Okay. So, and of course, when they throw him overboard, God goes, fine. I can now get him back to where I want him. And so the storm goes. Okay. And that's where we pick up our reading from Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. And then it says, now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. Okay. I've forgotten something. This is supposed to be an action reading, okay? So when you hear something that sounds good, have a thumbs up. When you hear something that sounds a bit scary, be scared face, okay? Scared face. And when you hear something that's a bit yucky or smelly,
hold your nose.
Okay. You've all got noses to hold. We've established this, so there's no reason for anyone not to be involved in this talk. Okay, so now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. It's a bit smelly, isn't it? It's not a fish. Fishes are smelly. Okay. And from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. Well, that's good. That's good. We'll go with that. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the realm of the deep, realm of the dead, I called for help. And you listened to my cry. That's good. You hurled me into the depths, to the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled around me, and all your waves and breakers swept over me. Scary. I said, I've been banished from your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. The seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord. And my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. And I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land.
And on that note, let's go on to the talk. Good morning, everybody. My name is Simon. For those of you that don't know me, I'm a member of the Church of the Martyrs here. And the key message of our talk this morning that came through in the reading that David's just shared with us is that God, or Jesus, is with us everywhere we go. Okay, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, God is with us wherever we are, whatever we've done. Whatever's going on in our lives, God is always with us. Okay, so we're going to think about some different places this morning. So I'm going to come around. I want people to put their hands up and tell me, first of all, let me just get my clicker, which I've left over here by mistake. I want you to tell me places that you think you are safe and happy. Places you are safe and happy. Anyone got any ideas? All right, let's come around to... Here we go, yep.
At home.
Yeah, often feel safe and happy at home. That's great if you feel safe and happy at home. Kim?
At church.
At church as well, Pete?
In my bed.
Yeah, in your bed you might feel safe and happy. Coming up to the back here, Tony?
Coffee shop.
In a coffee shop, good call, yeah. Anyone around the back? Anyone else feel a safe and happy place? Let's come over here. Oh, hand up here. Did you feel safe and happy when you were smelling Philip's sock? No, I didn't think so.
My bedroom.
In your bedroom, yeah.
At the baby groups.
At the baby groups, so places like Shake, Rattle and Roll. Oh, we've got lots of...
On holiday?
At Blackpool.
At Blackpool? Why not?
At school.
At school, yeah, brilliant. So lots and lots of places we might feel safe and we might feel happy. So there's a few that I thought of. So at home, at church, at school, on holiday. I haven't thought of coffee shops, must confess, but maybe that could be a good place. So we all have places we feel safe and we feel happy and where life is good. Yeah. For me, it's being at home or being in my garden, places I feel safe and places I feel happy. Okay. Next question for you. What is the furthest you have ever been away from home? This is my picture here. Anyone know where that is? It says, yeah, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. That's the furthest I've ever been from my home in Leicester. Okay? Anyone else want to share? Anyone else been a really, really long way from home? Salesh. Oh, no. Let's go to David here.
Sydney, Australia.
Oh, that beats San Francisco. What about you, Mia?
Northumberland.
That is a long way from home. Yeah, long, long drive. Jane?
Palestine,
yeah, very long way from home. Philip?
South India.
Salesh, you had your hand up as well.
I was going to say Sydney, but David picked it up. But South Africa
as well, yeah. I mean, Sydney, more than one person is allowed to go to Sydney. That's okay, yeah.
Perth, Australia.
Which is furthest, Perth or Sydney? I don't know. Yeah. We reckon Sydney, Salesh says.
Japan,
again, right on the far-flung sides of the world. I don't think I've ever asked such a popular question in church. I've never done such much running around. Right, we'll do a couple more.
Brazil?
New Zealand,
so, yeah, real far-flung places. So, between us, girls, you'll have to come to me. I can't run around anymore.
Blackpool
again. It's a happy place and a long way from home.
Wales,
okay. Wales is a great place. Is that the same place that Jonah went to? He went to Wales, didn't he? He didn't have a whale of a time, you're right. Thank you. So, between us, we've kind of almost covered the globe, actually, as a church. But do you know that even if we were in all of those far-flung places, Jesus was still with us? That's absolutely amazing, isn't it? Okay, now, I want you to start thinking about new places and scary places, a bit like in our reading. And think about that while we watch this video clip.
Dad! Daddy?
Anterior crown, would you please? And we're going to need a few more cotton
balls. Okay.
Hello, little fella.
Beauty, isn't he? I found that guy struggling for life out in the reef, and I saved him. So, has that Novocaine kicked in yet?
Bubbles! And a piece of bubbles!
He likes bubbles.
Bonjour.
Whoa, slow down, little fella. There's nothing to worry about.
Oh, he's scared to death.
I want to go home. Do you know where my dad is?
Huh?
honey, your dad's probably back at the pet store.
Pet store?
Yeah, you know, like, I'm from Bob's Fish Mart.
Catalan's Fishorama.
Mail order!
eBay.
So, which one is it?
I'm from the ocean.
Ah, the ocean. The ocean! He hasn't been decontaminated yet. Jacques!
Oui.
Clean in!
Oui.
Ocean!
Ooh, la mer! Bon. Voilà, he is clean.
Whoa, the big blue. What'd you like?
Big and blue?
I knew it.
Kid, if there's anything you need, just ask your Auntie Deb. That's me. Or if I'm not around, you can always talk to my sister, Flo. Hi, how are ya?
One of my absolute favorites, Finding Nemo. I absolutely love it. But that moment when he gets caught from the ocean in the net and he gets dropped into a fish tank in a very strange new place, and he's really, really scared. So we often end up in places which are new, which might be different, and which might be a little bit scary. And I've got a question for the people who are under 18 this morning. Is anybody starting in a new class at school and might be meeting their new teacher this week? Yeah, we've got quite a few people. It's a bit scary, isn't it? But it'll be all right, because Jesus is always with us, even in those situations. So that's a big change that might be coming up for some of us soon, coming into a new class. I teach in a school, and a teaching assistant came to me the other day, and she said, I'm not very happy about the class that I'm going to be with next year because it's a teacher that I don't know yet. And I said, well, that's the same for all the children as well. You know, it's a big change. It might be something new. So it might be a new class at school. It might be something else. It might be something in your life that's happened to you that's put you in a place where you feel scared, where you feel a little bit alone. And we often find up in those places that are scary. And it might be that it's something at home. It might be something that's at work. It might be a health issue. It might be anything. But the message this morning that God gives us through that story of Jonah: in my distress, I called to the Lord and he answered me. So if you're happy, if you're far away from home, if you've got something scary going on in your life, that offer is up for everybody. In my distress, I called to the Lord and he answered me. In the communion prayer that we use at church, in the response after communion, one of the lines of the prayer says, when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and you brought us home. That is for all of us this morning, wherever we find ourselves in our lives. Happy places, far away from home, scary places. Jesus is there and Jesus can bring us home. Amen.